Yeah,
the dogs found it. They did. Matthias got the gun and killed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I once saw a dog that would, his favorite pastime was killing snakes.
Well, I'd feel sorry for him if he tried to kill this big one.
Oh, yeah.
Cats kill them, too, sometimes.
I didn't know cats kill snakes.
Well, it's on what kind of cat he is. If he's a big old vicious tomcat, he might, a small one.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What other kinds of snakes did y'all have?
Well, we didn't have so many. But there was a few of these, what they call timber rattlers, you know, these big old giant rattlesnakes.
Mm-hmm.
And where in our part of the country, and chicken snakes, they're harmless.
Yeah.
That's about all.
Chicken snakes, though, if you don't look at them close, you know, you might think they're a rattler because they look sort of like.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. A chicken snake is a bronze red. Looking long snake.
Of course, maybe I was just moved so fast when I saw a snake at all that I didn't look to see what he was.
Uh-huh. Well, they're rather harmless. They stay in barns and run and eat rats and they'll eat your eggs sometimes if they're hungry. Eggs and little chickens and things like that.
Yeah.
But they're mostly harmless.
Yeah, they do more good too because they, like you say, eat rats.
But now, in east of the Brazos, they have copperheads.
Oh.
But there's hardly any copperheads in the black land.
Uh-huh.
They're mostly in the sandy land.
Have you ever seen a copperhead?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They're pretty, really. I think.
I don't know snake pretty to me.
Where I used to go to the summer camp when I was a kid, and we always used to have, copperheads. I wonder if they like sand, because it was sandy, too.
Only thing I can think of, maybe they can burr into the sand where they can't in this hard black land soil.
Mm-hmm. That must be it. Let's see. If you hear your cow mooing and your horse neighing, you might say, gee, I didn't realize it was so late. It's almost, what time? They're probably hungry out there. It's almost
feeding time.
Okay. And how would you call a cow to get her to come in from the pasture?
I never did call them, but my family, I've heard them say, Sioux cow, Sioux cow.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
Huh.
They know it's supper time.
Uh-huh. What would you say to a cow to make her stand still during milking? Okay. What about calling a calf? They were called calves?
Sioux calf.
Okay. And what would you say to a horse or a mule to make him turn right or left while you're plowing?
Well, one of them's G and the other's haul.
Which is which?
One's to the right and one's to the left, but I can't remember which.
Okay.
No, I just don't remember very well which one it is. Of course, I never did. I never did that, but I heard my grandfather plow and use the terms.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call horses to come in to eat?
You whistle at them.
Oh, okay. Okay. What would you say to a horse to urge him on?
Get up.
Okay, and is that when he's already moving or is that when he's standing still?
Well, either one. Okay. Either one. I think so.
What would you say to stop him?
Whoa.
Okay. What about backing him up, getting him back up into a buggy? What would you say?
Just back up. Back up. They learn to understand you.
Okay. Then they're almost as smart as dogs, I think.
A horse is a smart animal.
Mm-hmm. How would you call hogs to feed them?
Suey. Now, where they got that word, I do not know. You know how to spell it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I do or not.